Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's somebody that I've watched pitch a lot, and it's fun watching him pitch. Just, you know, there's just not many guys that you know, have his stuff, and then also pitch to both sides and set hitters up. And I kind of geek out over watching guys do that. So I'm definitely excited. Heard a lot of really good things about him.
That's old friend Kyle Gibson speaking to the media yesterday. He was there down in Florida after he signed with the Orioles. Well, 1 year deal, it'd make about $5.5 million. More information came out today. They think he should be ready to join the team around May 1st. They said he was already about 50-70% ramped up, but so they get rained out today. Their last spring training game was yesterday against the Braves. Charlie Morton had his first poor outing. He went 2 innings, gave up 3 earned. Dean Kramer struck out 10 in 5 1/3. Yeah. They finish in a 5-5 tie. But it begs the question, they didn't replace Corbin Burnes. They brought in another old guy now with Kyle Gibson. So what does this rotation look like?
It's old. It's the oldest rotation in Major League Baseball.
Except for Slim.
But it's the oldest rotation in Major League Baseball. I don't think that's how they drew it up. The owner told me that they've got all these plans written out for years into the future, why they'll be so great forever. I don't know if having the oldest rotation in baseball and going back to a guy who was a mid-rotation starter for you 3 years ago or whatever, 2 years ago when the expectations were lower, I don't know if that's really progress. I also don't know why it's always kicking, screaming, last minute. Right? I mean, the guy's not going to be ready. Like, if they say May 1st... Does that really mean May 1st?
Sometimes.
And also, when he is ready, is that when they just introduce the six-man rotation?
Or somebody could be hurt by then, because they're
old. Yes, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's not exactly foresight and proactivity, right? It's scrambling and it's covering up for the worst-case scenario, because you never mitigate against the worst-case scenario. You think you've got it all figured out. It can't hurt to have Kyle Gibson around, like... Again, it's odd that it's happening right before the season starts. Like, it happens literally as they break camp. He's a guy, too, who could end up figuring in your bullpen or whatever. I'll do whatever's asked of him. But this is not like... this is not what it was supposed to be.
No.
I mean, there's no timetable for Grayson. There's no timetable for Bradish.
Threw from 90 feet today on the field.
And Sagano looked exactly like I thought he could look when he's not pinpoint perfect against a real major league lineup. And the hardest hit ball of them all might have been off Jason Dominguez's bat, and that was just a line drive base hit. He wasn't fooling nobody. The thigh cut stuff was getting destroyed. And that's where he's going to be. Like, he has to be top three, top 5% of all major league pitchers in command if this is going to even be league average. And if you were watching O'Masson in that game, and you watched the Judge at-bats, and you watched even how hard some of the Bellinger balls were hit that went foul, and you watched Jazz Chisholm just taking him to another zip code, like, okay, that's what it could also look like. And that's problematic because he's kind of got to be a thing from the giddy-up.
He absolutely does. And to make matters worse, it's not just the starting rotation. It's the bullpen that has concerns as well.
But they did mitigate some of that bullpen by putting Suarez in the bullpen, which is something we've been begging them to do for a while. Instead of putting, like, definitely, we got to put Suarez in the rotation and send Povich down. They did do the right thing there.
Yes,
they did.
And I think we're all excited to see Slim in his first full season up here, coming off a really, really strong spring. And it was really well earned. Felix is going to start the season, and obviously he's been shaky. The velocity is down. They still have to decide if they're going to Brian Baker or Matt Bowman, which that wasn't on their bingo card prior to spring training either.
Yeah, I guess Bowman they have selected, but there are some speculation that could be a guy
to get something.
Yes,
for.
Yes, yeah, exactly. or they pick up a waiver claim, and he's the guy that goes.
That could certainly be. Yeah. I would be shocked. If they didn't try to upgrade their bullpen by finding treasure in somebody else's excess. How concerned are you two about this rotation? Because
I'm very concerned about pitching in general.
Who on this team?
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Starting rotation-wise, would you really trust for more than two spins through a lineup?
Right now?
Yeah.
I trust Eflin.
Okay.
Yeah, I trust Eflin.
I trust Eflin.
I mean, Eflin's like a six-inning guy.
That's two spins. Tops. You asked two spins.
I said more than two spins.
Okay, I heard two spins. I apologize. They're going to have to get through the bullpen. I trust Charlie Morton for 5 to 6 innings. Yeah. I will say this, and I don't say this with a lot of confidence, but 2 years ago they won 101 games, and who was the guy in that rotation that you said, well, Bradish came on, but going into the season, who was it?
Gibson was the opening day starter.
Yeah.
2 years ago they had a freak of nature at the back end of their bullpen who gave him the eighth and ninth.
They did, but they also had Kyle Bradish who ended up being a Cy Young Award finalist. So
this lineup's going to have to mash. Especially early on.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like they'll hit.
Yeah.
And by the way, and I don't want to get too off track of the conversation, all the guys, Adley, Jackson,
Great Springs.
Yeah. Kowser, all those guys that you have any offensive concerns about had really good springs.
See, I'm not sure that Suarez is going to figure into this the way you guys do. Because I think Suarez is right-handed Keegan Aiken. And I think because none of us think these guys are going to go more than, some of them, I don't know, are going to go five. Like, how quick are you going to have to be to hook Sagano if stuff's leaking over the plate? Like, especially early on as he's adjusting all this. Like, how long is that leash going to be?
Well, early on, the leash is quick anyway with Major League Baseball now. So yeah.
And him going to a five-man rotation for the first time in his life at age 36 and a half or whatever he is. So I don't think Suarez is helping out the back end right away.
I agree.
We'll get there because Dominguez sucks. But it's not going to start out that way.
That's what it's going to be. I mean, especially in the month of April. But if the back end proves to be leaky, then yeah, they're going to make that move.
Orioles and Nationals were rained out today. I didn't think they'd wait that long. Oh, by the way, I do want to send kudos to Masson for keeping the tarp on the screen during rain delays. I feel that's ideal for the viewing experience. So I was concerned they were going to get rid of that. Because like since 1975, you could run a Chiron down the bottom of the screen. And you could show the game full screen, the old game, and let people know it's a rain delay. But having the replay at like two-thirds screen the tarp on the top, it's great. It's good stuff.
Well, and it'd be one thing if Rick Dempsey was still on the team and he was running around on the tarp in his underwear.
Yeah.
Then I'd rather watch that instead of the Keegan Aiken start
game
against the Braves and COVID.
Yes.
But in lieu of that, why show raindrops that you can barely see in the top corner of the screen hitting a tarp?
And make the other thing smaller. Love it.
You know, if you actually wanted to like utilize your talent, you'd go to the studio.
Yes.
And you'd start having like interesting conversations about the team that you want people to buy tickets.
Yes.
That has real games coming up. Like you could have conversations like
Jason,
about the team that might actually inform people about the team.
One step at a time.
Instead of showing games from 6 years ago.
Yeah, one step.
Older than 6 years.
Oh, we do. Thanks to the rain.
Chris Tillman up there.
Thanks to the rain out there.
Well, I thought they were showing a different one before this.
Is this Mother's Day? Because they're all wearing
Tillman. I think this is a second game.
Oh, we're in the second.
Or was this the same game as before? I couldn't tell because it was split screen.
Same game.
I could tell it was split screen.
Same game. Yeah. And it looks like Mother's Day.
Come on, Tilly.
Yeah.
You got this.
I think they win. Coming up next, we alluded to it a second ago. Gunnar Henderson, not going to be on the opening day roster. So what's shortstop going to look like on opening day and until Gunnar comes back? And do we like it? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.